You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister, thanks for joining SBS World News.
Happy to be with you.
The polls have tightened, but you are still behind. Why don't you think you're resonating with voters?
This election is a choice. It's a choice between who is best able to manage our economy, manage the nation's finances. Our government has demonstrated that our economic plan is working. Unemployment is down to 3.9%, and we've got a strong economic plan to seize the opportunities in the future. By contrast, the Labor Party have confirmed that they'll have higher debt, some $50, $60 billion worth of higher debt, higher deficits, $8.5 billion. And that only puts upward pressure on interest rates and inflation and leads to higher taxes. That's not something our economy in Australia can risk. By backing Australia's strong economic plan that we've led as a government, the Liberals and Nationals will secure a strong economy and a stronger future.
You've been campaigning on almost a daily basis with multicultural and faith communities, Prime Minister. Do you think they are the key to the coalition being re-elected here?
I'm so grateful to the many different cultural communities and language groups and faith groups around the country. They've done such an extraordinary job, particularly through the pandemic, reaching out, supporting their own communities and beyond their communities. But the one thing I know about people who have come to this country is they come with great ambition, great aspiration. They want to see themselves get jobs and their kids. They want to start businesses, much higher levels of entrepreneurship that we see in migrants who have come to Australia. And our plan backs them in. It helps them achieve their aspirations, and most significantly for their kids and themselves even, to be able to buy their own home. 300,000 Australians we've helped into their own home, many of those across the many cultural communities, and in particular by being able to access their superannuation. It's their money that will help them realise their aspiration. Owning a home, getting ahead, starting a business, educating your children the way that you want to educate your children. These are important objectives for the many cultural communities of Australia, and it's a great strength of our nation.
At the same time, Prime Minister, you locked some Indian Australians out of the country during the pandemic. You've been going hard on the anti-Beijing rhetoric, which some Chinese Australians have told SBS has made them feel alienated. And you have a former political opponent, Michael Toke, who says you've used race in the past. Should multicultural communities back your government, given the way they've felt treated?
Well, our record has been about supporting all communities, and particularly Chinese Australians. I'm so grateful to Chinese Australians for what they are able to do for our country, especially during the early days of that pandemic. They are outstanding, and they played a critical role in protecting Australia from the ravages of that pandemic. The issues we have are with the Chinese government, not with the Chinese people. Chinese Australians are great patriots. They've contributed so much to this country, and we're all Australians, regardless of what our heritage is. Our issues are with the Chinese government, who have been seeking to coerce Australia, coerce our economic interests, and interfere in our democracy. That's something I know that everyone who has come to this country doesn't want to see happen. They're great Australians. They're great patriots.
Beijing says it's ready to talk to whoever is elected. Are you willing to engage?
We've always been ready to engage, but it's important that they end the coercion, end the trade bans, actually restart discussion at political levels. There's never been an issue with Australia engaging, but we're not going to compromise our sovereignty or bow to the coercion that is sought to be imposed on Australia. And all Australians, regardless of where they've come from, I know support that strongly.
There are reports today your National Security Committee rejected a push by the Foreign Minister to double Pacific aid to counter China. Why did your National Security Committee make that decision?
Well, I would comment on any discussion at a National Security Committee meeting, and I'm not about to confirm any way or in any way, shape or form those reports. I mean, what I do know, though, is that we'll always make decisions in Australia's national interests, for our national security and for the wise management of our finances. We've invested just this last year over $2.5 billion supporting our Pacific family. Australia is the biggest provider of development assistance right across our Pacific family, supporting their economic development, ensuring they get access to the vaccines that they've needed during the pandemic. Pacific family knows they can trust Australia, and we've always been there for them. We don't want anything from them other than their own betterment, their own security, their own well-being, and that's why we've always been there for them.
Prime Minister, there's been a lot of conversation around Catherine Deeb's candidacy. Is it true that her candidacy was really about messaging to conservative suburban voters? And are you remorseful for how this debate has impacted on the trans community?
She was selected because she'll be a great member for Warringah if she's given that opportunity. She's a strong woman who stood up for the interests of women and girls in sport. She has successfully dealt with all sorts of challenges, taking on the education opportunities she's had to make herself get through the Solicitors Administration Board. She works very hard and she looks after her young family together with her partner. She's a strong Australian woman, and I've wanted to see more women coming into Parliament, and I've backed that up with the choices that we've made.
But the impact on the trans community, Prime Minister, are you remorseful for how that has played out?
Well, it's not about the trans community. I empathise and have always been strong in ensuring all Australians are treated equally. But what's important, the issue that Catherine has raised, is about women in sport. It's about fairness. That's all.
Just in relation to the Murugappan family, you say no protection is owed, but with one decision, your government could send them back to Bilawila. What is holding you back?
Well, there are two issues here. One is there are matters still before the courts which are being pursued by the family, and to date there has been no finding that they meet the qualification of being refugees. They've come to Australia, they've illegally entered the country, and they're obviously subject to the policies of the Australian government that have protected our borders and made sure that we ended the carnage and loss of life that we saw under the Labor Party. Now, there is a matter of ministerial intervention which is being considered concurrently with that, but the government's, and that will be determined by the minister, and that's done independently. Those two issues are not linked, but the government's policy has always been very clear, and it's been very effective. And that is that people who have illegally entered Australia and who are not owed protection in Australia, well, our immigration laws and the government's policy are very clear that those people are not granted visas. Ministerial intervention is available, and I'm sure the minister will be considering all of those factors. But Australia's border protection policy is now being looked at around the world as the way to get this done, because the alternative we saw under Labor, we saw the carnage, we saw the 50,000 arrivals, we saw the 1,200 deaths at sea, we saw the 17 detention centres opened that we've closed, we saw the children that the Labor Party put on Manus Island. I saw them there. That was an absolutely abhorrent policy that led to terrible outcomes, and I don't want to see that happen again. And the Labor Party are about to make all the same mistakes if they're elected.
Prime Minister, we're hearing that the Electoral Commission staff shortages means some Indigenous Australians in remote communities may not be able to cast a ballot. Will you push for them to have access to telephone voting so they can take part in our democratic institution tomorrow?
Well, these are matters for the Electoral Commissioner, and we'll always act, as we already have today on other matters, on the recommendations of the Electoral Commissioner, who is independent of government, independent of politicians, and we'll certainly support any recommendations that the Electoral Commissioner brings forward. I think these principles are very important.
And finally, Prime Minister, you know the budget repair task is immense. Can you commit to supporting the ABC and SBS to the same level if you win another term?
Well, our policies on that have been set out in our budgets, and they're very, very clear about the support that's there. But what I do know about managing the budget is you need to know how to manage money. What Labor has confirmed over the course of this campaign, no wonder they didn't tell anybody for 6 weeks, because it confirms $8.5 billion in higher deficits, $60 billion in higher debt, which only puts upward pressure on costs of living, upward pressure on interest rates, and ultimately, when Labor can't manage money, they always come after yours in higher taxes. We can't risk that. On Saturday, people can use their vote to ensure they can vote for a strong economy, which means a stronger future for them. And particularly if they're looking to buy a house, then by voting Liberal and National, you can get access to your superannuation. Labor will never let you do that. We want you to get into that home. We've already helped 300,000 Australians do that in the last 3 years, and we want to help more.
So just to make it very clear, no cuts to the public broadcasters if you are re-elected.
Yeah, that's all set out in our budget, Anna. It's been very clear for a long time.
Prime Minister, we thank you for your time on this very busy day.
Thanks a lot.